News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Randy Lee, owner of the R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control Company. And, you know, here in Aggieland, we love having visitors at Kyle Field, but sometimes there are a few uninvited ones. Would you please tell me a little bit about the football bats at Kyle Field?
Well, you know, those bats, as soon as the zone was built, the bats started hanging out there. And they continued to grow in population and grow and grow. You know, all those lights that are around the stadium just allow for a lot of insects. And, you know, bats are very beneficial. You know, they eat a lot of the insects that we have. Only problem is when they overpopulate an area that's held out with a lot of people that come in there, it becomes a little bit of a danger as far as rabies and just the smell and odor. They leave a lot of iguana and urine all over the stadium. And, you know, when you're dealing with an area where you have a lot of population, it's just like the same thing with all these birds that populate around some of the areas that we have in town. You got to start dispersing them or it's become, the increase of rabies or any other issues, you know, becomes greater and greater. So, you know, they called us in a couple of years ago, and we did one level for them with this bat netting, special bat netting that's made out of California. And, you know, the netting is designed to be put up that will allow a safe way for the bats to get out of the nets. Then it's sealed back up so the bats can't get into the underneath the net. So what it pretty well does is it seals up the areas where they nest, and it allows them to move on and hopefully move to bridges and barns and other areas, you know, in the community.
That's good. Yeah, and so then other people benefit from them eating the insects, and they're not really hurt. They're just kind of pushed on to a new house.
Right. I mean, you know, they've got their benefit. I mean, the farmers love them because they eat a lot of the insects that are around their crops, you know. So there's a great benefit for them, but the problem is, like I said, in their overpopulation of an area, they become a disadvantage, and those things that need to be corrected. But, you know, these bats, I don't think people realize there are a lot of bats in Texas. There's just a lot of bats, and these things are out there, but you don't see them because they don't come out till at night, and that's when they're feeding the most, and then they're quiet during the daytime.
And did you say, are they over the zone club, or where are they exactly?
Well, they're pretty well in the whole stadium. We've done the protection now. We finished up today with the zone. So we've done the second level in the concession stand areas and the top level. The top level was probably the most difficult because we had to have special equipment brought in from New Jersey that would lift us out 60 foot over the parking lot and another 70 foot up. And so it was an interesting job.
And do you happen to know what kind of bats they were?
Yes, they were the Mexican freak-tail bat.
About how big are they?
You know, they got a wingspan of about 10 to 11 inches. Height of them's only about 4 inches.
And how many were living in Kyle Field?
Well, you know, there's a lot of studies on that. A lot of people have looked at it at different times. And, you know, there's estimates of anywhere at one time being anywhere from a low of maybe 250,000 to up to around 750,000, depending on the type of year. And the reason these things are the Mexican bat is they go to Mexico during the winter time, and then they come back here sometime in March and April.
How many were at Kyle Field when you started cleaning it up and getting them out?
We were faced with several thousand. We're down to probably about 100 that we're still trying to work, make sure that they all get out safely.
Gotcha. And do you know how long it might take? Probably, what would you estimate?
Well, with the lower level and all, it took us about 3 months to get them out last year. And this year, I'm expecting at least another 2 or 3 months before we see total eradication.
So is this a yearly thing you have to do?
Well, we pretty well watch it daily. I mean, so we're pretty well involved in it on pretty well a daily basis. Somebody's going to be up there checking it just to make sure that the bats are getting out safely and it, the net's holding up and we don't get any tears in it.
Is there anything particularly interesting or funny or just different that you've learned through working with bats?
Well, You know, it really hasn't been bad. I mean, the bats have not bothered us at all. You know, we're lucky. We're working during the daytime where they're sleeping and not mobile. And then we try to get out of there, you know, in the afternoon before they start to come out. And there have been times when we were up there right at dusk and, you know, they were flying all around us. And, you know, it's kind of a scary feeling at first, but then after a while, you know, they're not designed to mess with you. So, I mean, they're not after you. They're after insects. Now, I will tell you that, you know, it just seems like, you know, as things have warmed up and our climate seems to be warm, and we're seeing a lot more bats move north. You know, that's why we're seeing so many of them in Texas. And there are some species of bats that are blood-sucking. And most of them still are in Mexico. But there is that small worry that as more and more of these bats move north, that we eventually make some that are, you know, harmful to us, that are real harmful to us, other than just the regular rabies ones. It's been a big job, and the guys I know, my son Dusty and Ben and Clifton and all them, they've been working on that job. It was a big sign of relief today whenever we finally got down to the end of it.
Excellent. So, and you're thinking your work there will be finished in about 2 months?
Yeah, we'll continue to monitor it, you know, throughout the year, just to make sure everything's holding up and nothing breaks in. I guess we call it break-ins whenever we get an area where bats start to get in. So we'll have to continue to monitor it. But I tell you, you can go up there now and it's already so much cleaner. You don't have all that bat poop all over the place and the smell of the iguana. So, I mean, it's already, for people that have been up there, you know, for the football games, just at least in the zone, I think they're going to praise us because they're going to be really happy.
And now you have to go back to termites, huh?
Yeah, you know, that season starts next month. So, and I think it's going to be an early season for that, too. So the guys are getting ready to prep up for that now.
All right. Thank you, Randy Lee with RP Lee Termite and Pest Control. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.